From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson at NPR in Washington today. And coming up, we'll talk about money in politics on Here and Now with former Congressman Mickey Edwards as Congress considers a constitutional amendment to put more limits in place.
But first, the big news of the day. Embattled Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki out. Earlier today, he spoke to a veterans organization and apologized for the delays in patient care at VA hospitals that may have led to veterans dying. He got a prolonged standing ovation from those veterans. Then he met with President Obama at the White House, after which the president spoke to reporters.
This morning, I think some of you also heard Rick take a truly remarkable action. In public remarks, he took responsibility for the conduct of those facilities and apologized to his fellow veterans and to the American people. And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accepted.
Eric Shinseki had faced calls to step down since allegations surfaced weeks ago, and then a scathing report 2 days ago confirmed that VA administrators had manipulated patient wait times in order to meet performance targets and win bonuses. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley has been following all of these pretty stunning events this morning, but one, Scott, that a lot of people saw coming.
Well, certainly a lot of people had been looking for this to happen, and including a growing number of Democratic senators, especially those who are facing tough reelection campaigns. And since the Inspector General's report came out midweek showing that these problems that first surfaced in Phoenix were in fact widespread, were systemic, growing numbers of senators from the president's own party had been calling for the VA secretary to step down, and as you heard the president say, he accepted Shinseki's resignation this morning.
But he seemed to generally have a hard time doing that. Let's just listen to a little more.
I want to reiterate, he is a very good man. I don't just mean he's an accomplished man. I don't just mean that he's been an outstanding soldier. He's a good person who's done exemplary work on our behalf. And under his leadership, we have seen more progress on more fronts at the VA and a bigger investment in the VA than just about any other VA secretary.
And Scott Horsley, Shinseki did sharply decrease homelessness among veterans. He did some other things. But as the president said several times today, he said that Shinseki said that he would be a distraction. Is that the general thinking that he would have been?
Well, he had become a distraction.
Yeah.
Well, let's be clear. Eric Shinseki's departure is not going to fix the problems at the VA, but it may solve or at least tamp down a political problem, which is the growing chorus of complaints on Capitol Hill. It's not entirely clear that this was, in fact, the secretary's judgment that he had to go at this time. General Shinseki gave a speech this morning to a group here in Washington and made no indication then that he was planning to resign. In fact, he talked about some of the reforms that he wanted to institute. So while the president said this was Shinseki's own judgment that it was time for him to go, it's pretty clear that it was also President Obama's judgment.
And what other shoes are there to drop? I mean, there's been talk because of this report this week of possible criminal wrongdoing.
That's right. The president was silent on that, although he was asked about that today. He said he'll leave it up to the Department of Justice to decide whether there was, in fact, criminal wrongdoing. Clearly, what there was here, though, was a management problem, a serious management problem. Although the resources for the VA have been increased dramatically, they haven't always filled the needs that were there. For example, in recent years, the demand for primary care visits at VA hospitals has gone up 50%, while the number of primary care doctors has increased only 9%. You don't need to be a math whiz to figure out that's going to add to wait times. And if you then set an artificial numerical target that patients are to be seen within 14 days, and you build an incentive structure that rewards people for meeting that artificial numerical target, you're going to create a perverse incentive for people to cook the books. And what the Inspector General's report told us this week and what the president's own fact finder, Rob Neighbors, found is that kind of book cooking was, in fact, going on at VA hospitals around the country. That's a really serious management problem, and it's one that's going to need to be tackled here. The president also said said today that there needs to be a change in the culture at the VA so that bad news gets reported up the chain of command. And one of the things Secretary Shinseki said was he was in the dark about this problem. The president has also said he was in the dark about this problem. Well, you know, in most organizations, it's difficult to create that culture where bad news gets reported up the chain of command. And this is, unfortunately for Obama, going to have echoes of the problems with the healthcare.gov website, where the White House was caught very much in the dark about very severe problems. They need to have some cultural changes there as well.
Yeah, well, before he himself resigned, Shinseki promised firings at the VA. He promised no bonuses, as we just heard, bonuses that were leaked to this manipulating of the paperwork. And the president announced that for the interim VA head, Sloan Gibson would be appointed.
That's right. Gibson is the deputy VA secretary, but importantly, he's only been there a short time. He's not a creature of the VA. He's an outside private sector guy.
Yeah. And so we will see how this unfolds over the course of the day. Scott Horsley, White House correspondent for NPR, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on today's big news. Thank you.
Happy to do it.